So Iran's foreign minister admits his country has supplied Russia with drones, but he says they were sent before the invasion of Ukraine. Kyiv says Iranian kamikaze drones have been used to bomb cities and energy facilities. Tehran says it wants to see the evidence.
Our ties with Russia are based on mutual interests. This hype that some Western countries staged against Iran, saying that Iran has sent missiles and drones to be used in the Ukraine war, I would say that it is totally false about missiles, but about drones it is true. We send a number of drones months before the Ukraine war. We agreed with the Ukrainian foreign minister that if they have any evidence to prove that Russia has used any Iranian drone in the war, they can provide us with it.
Kyiv's mayor says about 450,000 homes are without power following attacks. The U.S. says it's stepping up aid for Ukraine's air defenses.
We recognize the acute need for air defense at this critical moment when Russia and Russian forces are raining missiles and Iranian drones down on the civilian infrastructure of this country.
All the while on the southern front line, Ukraine says it's taken another village near Kherson. Russia has been getting civilians out of the city. We have two correspondents covering the story. Asad Beg is in Kryvyi Rih in Ukraine. But first, let's speak to Dorsa Jabari in Tehran. Dorsa, tell us what more we know about all of this.
Well, the Iranian foreign minister said that the Iranian government sent a delegation to a European country about 2 weeks ago where they were supposed to meet their Ukrainian counterparts who were going to present Iranian officials with their documentation or what they found as evidence that would point to the fact that the Iranian drones were indeed being used in this war. The Iranian foreign minister said at the very last minute the Ukrainian delegation did not attend this meeting. He believes that this was due to the pressure exerted on them by the United States government as well as Germany, who he believes that those governments are looking for excuses to impose further sanctions on Iran. The issue here is, one, the Western powers that are still remaining signatories to that 2015 nuclear deal that the United States left in 2018, they're claiming that the sale of these drones is a violation of that nuclear agreement, because under that agreement, the Iranian government is not allowed to sell or import any advanced military equipment or technology. Now, what they have under the nuclear deal, what has happened since they signed it, is in 2020, in October, there was a UN arms embargo in place since 2007. That was lifted as part of the JCPOA, as it's known. The Iranian officials have said these excuses put forth by Western powers are ludicrous, and that the sale of these drones were part of a contract with the government of Russia prior to the start of the war, and that it is not in violation of any agreement or UN Security Council. Now, what is important is that the foreign minister today highlighted the fact that Iran is not taking sides in this war. He said that if it is proven that these drones are being used in this conflict, that the Iranian officials will be taking the matter up with their Russian counterpart.
All right, Dorsa, thanks for that. That's the picture in Tehran. Let's cross now to Asad Beg, who's in Kryvyi Rih in Ukraine. So, Asad, tell us what Ukraine has been saying about Iran confirming this drone supply to Russia.
Well, there's been a statement on Saturday from the foreign ministry spokesman. Now, what he said was that Iran should realize that their support, the consequences of their supporting Russia's aggression is much more than any support they may have from Russia. Now, the Ukrainians have said for months now that Russia has been using Iranian drones and missiles. Now, again, we've heard from the Ukrainian air defense that they've shot down drones today, although we can't independently verify that because restrictions on the media here are quite considerable. But the Ukrainians are saying that they've shot down some drones. But we all do know that Kyiv has said that these drones have been used to target Ukraine's infrastructure. Now, the state electricity company has said that there will be scheduled blackouts in Kyiv and seven other regions as a result of those Russian strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure.
And Asad, what's the latest on the ground, meanwhile?
Well, in the south of the country, in Kherson, the Ukrainians say that they've taken a village. Now, what that usually means is that whenever they take a village, these Kherson is generally flatlands. And what that means is that Russians have to retreat a considerable distance to get cover. Now, Kherson itself is really important to both the Ukrainian and Russian forces. It's the only regional capital the Russians have managed to take since the start of the war, and it is militarily strategic. It's the only place the Russian forces occupy on the west side of that Dnipro River. It's a gateway to Crimea. If the Ukrainians manage to take it, it would mean that the left flank of the Russians could be vulnerable to attack. But the pro-Russian authorities in Kherson have said that they've seen a real escalation of shelling of Kherson by the Ukrainians, but they say the front lines remain the same. And the Russian Ministry of Defense has said that they've repelled Ukrainian attacks in Kherson from the north. Now, this offensive, we don't exactly know what's going on because we're not allowed into that area. The Ukrainians are very tight-lipped about what's going on and what they're doing. But this could take months. The Ukrainians have been saying that rather than evacuating, they are evacuating civilians. It looks like the Russians are reinforcing their positions in Kherson city because they won't want to give that up without a fight because of its strategic importance to the Russians.
All right, Asad, thanks for that. Asad Abeg there in Kryvyi Rih. Thank you.